The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, she wants us to do a background check on herself. So, yeah, we offer.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know, right? this is a first for her.
Okay.
Hey, this is, I'm like, did you drink so much you blacked out? You really, like you have no idea what's going to be out there about
who
you.
Who am I?
Maybe she has multiple personalities and different personalities do different things late at night. I mean, United States of Terror. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
So good.
So she could be like, that wasn't me. That was Tara.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I think this is the first because we offer, like, we have somebody, a private investigator that can do background checks. And so I know they can be expensive. So we offer to take care of it for you. And yeah, so Lydia hit us up and she wants us to do a background check on her. All right, now Lydia, do we need to talk about your memory here? Like what could possibly be out there that you have no idea about?
Yeah, who are we talking to? Is this Lydia or is this Tara?
Yeah.
No, this is Lydia. No, the reason why is I have a job interview coming up.
Uh-huh.
And I really, really want the job, but the process is part of the background check and I'm afraid that something that happened from my past is going to pop up, and I don't want it to keep me from getting this job. And I've been in my current job for like 3 years, and they didn't require a background check. And so, like, I just don't know if it's going to come back to bite me in the butt, you know?
I get what you're saying. So you know of something you have done. You just don't know that if you do a background check, it will pop up.
Yes. Like, when this happened, I was only 16, and I'm 25 now. And it was supposed to not, like, be left, but I just don't know. And since I haven't needed to deal with it for a while, I'm kind of just like, is this going to be something that's going to make an issue?
Okay, so Lydia, you know what we're going to ask here, right?
What did I do?
Yeah, of course.
That thing she's trying to hide from this employer?
Yes.
And everybody else?
Dude, we changed her name. She's on the voice disguiser. Nobody's going to know it's her.
Okay, okay.
All right.
It's nothing crazy. I was just an idiot. Like, I was 16. I was with a bunch of friends, and I got arrested for doing something stupid. We were shoplifting, and it was enough that we got charged with a felony because it was over a certain amount. I mean, I was just with the wrong group of people, you know?
Yeah.
But they put me in this alternative boot camp over the summer, and so after I completed that, I had to go to, like, these at-risk youth camps and talk about why, you know, what I did was wrong and encourage people not to do the same mistakes. And after I completed that, my record was supposedly expunged, but I just don't want it to pop up and just completely ruin this job interview and have me blindsided.
Do you really think something like this that you did when you were 16 could prohibit you from getting this job?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And this job is too good, and it will really, really help me financially that I just can't risk that stupid mistake that I made when I was a kid.
I get you.
I get your concern, because I feel like with a lot of places, once they see that you have that on your record, they may not even care to go into why exactly. or how old you were or what did you do. So, yeah, I can see why you'd be concerned on if this is a thing on your record or not.
They're going to see this and think that I'm always going to make stupid mistakes.
Generally, though, and I don't know, because if it's a felony, it might be different. And I guess it depends on the state. But generally, if you're under the age of 18, unless you're tried as an adult, those records would be sealed after you turn 18. And unless they're using something like the FBI, they won't show up on most employment background checks.
You're not joining the FBI.
Yeah, are you joining the FBI?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I can't see how, unless you're working, like, let's say for some reason she's like the exception to the rule and for some reason it's still on her background check. I don't see how this would affect any kind of job interview unless you're working specifically in retail. Like, that to me would be the only red flag. Like, oh, you're going to be a manager at X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. and you're going to be around a lot of very expensive merchandise. Then, yeah, sure, like, as a manager, as someone who's in the hiring process, I'm going to see that and go, probably.
Sorry, sticky finger.
Yeah, but if you're working as, I don't know, an analyst somewhere, I don't really see how those two things would correlate. But as somebody with chronically very high anxiety, I get how you could catastrophize and think that one mistake is always going to define you.
Lydia, how old are you now?
I'm 26.
Okay, so this happened 10 years ago. I also feel like a real employer is going to take that into account.
Yeah.
Like, you were 16. You hope so. Yeah, you would hope so. I think retail, like Abby said, is different, but come on, like, you're a kid.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to show up on the report. It's just going to show up that I have a felony.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so
they're not going to see the age.
We took care of you, Lydia. We have your background check results, and we're going to give them to you coming up next, okay?
Oh, man. Thank you, guys.
All right,
hang
tight.
The Burt Show.
Lydia wanted us to do a background check on her. Mo, what is Lydia worried could come back to haunt her from her background check?
Well, Lydia made a mistake about a decade ago while hanging out with the wrong crowd and did a little bit of shoplifting. And because it was a certain amount of shoplifting, it ended up being a felony on her record. So now that she is grown and looking to get a grown job, she is hoping that that has been expunged from her record, as they claim that it has been.
Yeah, that five-finger discount cost her a little more than she expected.
So you have this job coming up. You know they're going to do a background check. So you just, Lydia, want to brace yourself to know how to handle this if it comes up, correct?
Exactly. I don't want to be, like, surprised when they come back and be like, you don't get the job. Like, what?
Gotcha. Okay, so, Tommy, you got our background check?
I do. I have a friend in Florida who works for a private investigative agency, and they helped me with all of these. And they ran your background check, and we're going to go step by step and see how you did. Under education, it says that you got your GED, that you didn't finish high school due to, I guess, your legal problems. So you got your GED instead.
But obviously, it doesn't say all that. It just says has her GED.
I just assume that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was because of the camp and everything.
Right. Employment history, it revealed you have been in that same job for the past 3 years, and it looks like before that you just had a few part-time jobs here and there. Financial records, there was nothing of note, nothing that could harm you with this new job you're applying for. Driving record, you seem to have a clean driving record, nothing on that. Marriage record, it looks like you have not been married. Property ownership, doesn't look like you've owned property, so I'm assuming you're currently renting. I think you told me you're in an apartment. Social media presence, they took a look at that and said it looks normal. And then we come to the two biggies, and those biggies are legal records and criminal records, and I'll do one at a time. Legal records, there were no legal records on file.
Yay!
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Now to the biggie. Criminal records. And you were worried about the shoplifting when you were 16.
Yeah.
It came back clean.
Yay! Oh my God. I'm so excited.
And according to our PI, she said it does look like your past transgressions were expunged.
So there you go, Lydia.
Nothing to worry about.
You're in the clear, babe.
You don't even know how relieved I am. Like, this has been a huge cloud just following me around.
And now you know for certain that your background check is going to come back clean, and you should be able to get this new job you want so bad.
Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Aww.
I really, really appreciate it. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're so welcome, girl. Now go have a great day.
Live your best life.
But
thank you.
Pay for everything. Yeah, have fun, but don't have too much fun.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.